So part two of my week was the Social Tuesday. I call it Social Tuesday because I normally run the Social Media Cafe every month, and it's landed on this Tuesday. On this particular day, I had the event Tea and Social, which was a paid event during the day. And whilst organising this, I then followed that through with an evening event of the Leeds Social Media Cafe. If you'd like to know more about these, please listen to previous YouTube clips, follow my tweets at Tea and Toast, or just listen to past audio brews. And there was also some lovely Twitter handles you could follow. So Twitter handles or hashtags for Leeds Social Media Cafe is Leeds SMC, and for Tea and Social, it's Tea and Social. Now, the event for Tea and Social was great because the speakers themselves had a little... They didn't have issues, but I guess they were very interested to know what they were going to speak about and what the event was about. And it was really nice to hear the feedback coming back from them saying that they enjoyed talking about something that was about them, that made them realise how they were linked to social media, and that it was such a nice event, and then it was unique. So what's very interesting there is that they feel like they have heard of and seen and been to other events. In some cases, they've spoke at other events, but none of them really have had the feeling that I've given them at this event, because the idea of talking about social media still seems to be relatively new, and I wouldn't call it current, actually. I'd say it is new, and not many people seem to be doing it, and that's the feedback that I've been given. And yeah, the lovely feedback from the audience as well was similar, that it was a very unique event in that it was talking about social media, but it was helpful. The conversations were more directly related to the kinds of courses that might be available, or the advice that's available. And whether it's free or it's paid for, the types of advice that are there are more related to really early beginners, or they're super advanced. And there's nothing that allows people to be an intermediate and to play and to explore, or even to consider other people's way of managing their social media streams. And I think this event really allowed people to develop their understanding of how other people do it, and how normal and human it is, and human in the way that it allows them to allows a real person to either be themselves, their brand, or to deliver a business objective, and how that translates to being online, because people that have social media usually only see the digital element and they don't feel like they see the real life element. So it was really interesting to get that type of feedback from the event. And also the attendees were saying that the event was really nice in that it delivered something where the speakers came across to be social media experts, but they themselves professed not to be experts. And I think the fact that they were saying that they weren't experts, and this was their experience of how they would do these things, was their message, and it was quite endearing, and it was very it was wonderful to hear from an audience point of view. And again, this is not my bias, this is direct feedback that I've been receiving, and it's really nice to know that. On one hand, it is nice to know that there are events like this that people are listening and tuning into, that they do find lovely and really human whilst being quite digitally savvy. But equally, that there is a sad kind of element in that there needs to be more events that do cater for people in the real world about how to utilise digital technology in a way that allows the social media and the culture and the brand, the more the culture and the brand, to exist and to live and breathe online whilst they are not online. And people find these kind of concepts and the ability to deliver this quite difficult. And I guess that leads on to the evening event, which was the Leeds Social Media Cafe. And the cafe actually in the evening did explore these ideas of how people would have the ability to manage something that's digital and to put something on in terms of, more specifically, the group in the evening wanted to talk about Twitter. And it was interesting how yet again people not only ignored LinkedIn but ignored other avenues like Google Plus. The discussions were very specifically around Twitter and LinkedIn, sorry, Twitter and Facebook. And there was one gentleman who spoke well about how he manages Facebook, and it was really nice to hear that. But then there was also the aspect of how he thought, how other people thought that Twitter was really key and important. And I guess the focal conversation and the focal point of the evening was around the speaker, Steve Howie, who works at Canopy Housing. And it's interesting to, it was really fun and interesting to have him, because in some ways you would watch him and see him as a guru, as a social media expert, and you would probably base that opinion on the number of conversations, interactions, and just initially looking at the number of followers he has is massive. And a lot of people would find that difficult to overcome that barrier to some degree. And it was nice for people to be there in that space to discuss and have their own agenda and to choose to talk about Twitter. But also for him to be there in that mindset that, again, he's not really an expert. He's just somebody that uses it and who's happened to use it well in this manner and in this way. And there might be a formula to it. And his formula is this. And he sort of went through things that he does. And I think what's quite smart and clever is that I've heard stories about people who have paid for paid social media's management services. They've gone to conferences and they've received this information but still feel blank about going on Twitter. But through the cafes, it feels that people are going away more confident with an understanding of how to deliver it, but that they might need to consider, from an organisational point of view, how to deliver what they need to deliver, but they do understand how to do it better. They just need to get moving and are itching to go. Once they've come to our cafes, they're raring to go at that point. But it was really nice to also hear that when, instead of going to these other paid events and all to these other social media people, they came to the cafe to hear somebody like Steve, who delivers amazing work for other people, providing services in within the housing sector. But he understood that there were times of days where the different times of the day where you might choose to be active or to send out tweets, and there were these things that he has done or that he does that he has found very helpful for him and beneficial for him. And he's passing on these tips and tricks that in some ways I've heard other people professionally pass on and speak about. But the way that the attendees were receiving it, I've never seen anyone at any event feel so happy and elated to the point where they would be able to deliver that within their project. And having somebody at the cafe was really great. It was wonderful to have those conversations. And I think what was really nice was also to have a conversation with the active, keep active and fit and sports department of the government, city council, and to find out how they might develop their social media presence and engage from digital through right through to meeting and then getting those people active. So really fun times at on a Tuesday. So that's part two of my day. Follow through to part three now.